Southern Beer proudly presents
the Eddie Cantor Pass Blue Ribbon Show.
With Burt Gordon as the Mad Russian, Billy Burke, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, Sarah Berner, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and Eddie Cantor. Yes, here we are on the brink of another June, and mighty soon those lovely June brides will be blossoming forth.
June is busting out.
And here in Hollywood, the June bride really works fast. Today, she sweeps some guy off his feet, and tomorrow, brushes him off. You know, Harry, this is bargain week at City Hall. For $5, a guy can get a combination marriage license, hunting license, and dog license.
Well, what's the idea?
If he gets married, then goes hunting, he must wind up in the doghouse. I guess I'm just an old sentimentalist.
What?
But I always cry at weddings, especially when the minister says, "Do you take this man for your lawful wedded husband?" And the bride says, "Yes." It's so sad.
Well, what's sad about it?
That's the last time she'll say yes to that poor guy as long as he lives. Hey, Harry, didn't you get married in June? Yeah,
No. But my wife is a June bride.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, how could that be, Harry?
Yeah, well, she said yes in June, but I held out until July.
Why? Were you so shy?
I was very bashful and
really?
Shy, you know. Gosh, all the time we were engaged, I never kissed her.
No?
Shucks. I didn't even kiss her at the wedding.
Not even at the wedding?
No.
Well, Harry, tell me, when was the first...
I'd like to talk
tell
about
me,
it.
Harry, that's all. Oh, that's all right. Harry, tell me, when did you get up enough courage to kiss your wife for the first time?
Last Mother's Day, my two kids talked me into it.
Doing a booming business down at the Marriage License Bureau here.
Good.
So many girls are trying to become June brides that they ran out of paper for the licenses.
Oh, no. Well, what are they doing about new marriage licenses?
They're printing them on the back of Lana's old ones. Say, Harry Von Zell, you know, all the girls want to be June brides, and since this is leap year, they're not bashful about proposing.
No, they're pretty aggressive, huh?
Aggressive?
Yes.
Let me show you. Here is a typical leap year romance. A bachelor standing all alone on a street corner.
June is busting out all over.
What do you want, lady?
Let's you and me get married, huh? You want to get married? Oh, please, let's get married.
Wait a minute. You don't even know my name.
So what, Betty? I'll read it on the license. Come on, Hatton.
No, go away, you fresh thing. No.
Oh, wouldn't you like to get hitched instead of just standing here on a street corner?
I happen to be busy. I'm a veteran, and I'm looking for a house.
Well, if you're a veteran, didn't the government build a house for you?
That's the one I'm looking for. It keeps blowing away.
Listen, honey, marry me and your housing problem is over. I got a big house in Beverly Hills.
Yeah?
And a lot of automobiles, too.
You have a lot of automobiles?
Yeah, look, I just bought this car from Honest John.
Well, if you have so many other cars, why did you buy this one?
Well, I had Honest John under the hood, but he got away.
Listen, nature girl, you better go away and leave me alone. I won't...
Oh, but why look at me? I'm lovely. So why ain't I engaged? All week long I've been asking men to make me their Woodbury bride.
And what do they say?
No soap. Haven't you got no romance? Love is in the air. And for every man, there's a woman.
That's just it. For every man, there's a woman. So why should I wind up with you?
And you won't be able to resist me for long, big boy. I just know I'll make you give in.
What makes you so sure I'll give in?
Well, I'm wearing a perfume called Yes.
It looks like a deadlock. I'm wearing an aftershave lotion called No.
Oh, come on, marry me, mister. I'm so affectionate. Let me put my head on your shoulder and dream about my hope chest.
Forget it. With me, there's very little hope.
With you, there's very little chest.
Away from me. I've already got a girl.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. I guess I'll just have to settle for a movie again. And how I hate going to movies. The only part I like is where the usher walks me to my seat.
Where the usher walks you to your seat?
Yeah. I figure that's the only chance I'll ever get to walk down the middle aisle with a man.
That may be exaggerating it a bit, Harry, but nowadays women are aggressive. That's why I picked a woman to handle my presidential campaign in Pasadena.
Oh, that.
Billy Burke. Why? Yeah,
well, you still think you're going to be our next president, huh?
Of course I do. Imagine, Harry, me in the White House and Ida, the First Lady. Oh, Harry, I've often wondered if I could be the first man.
Eddie, I've often wondered if you were.
Oh, stop being silly. With Billy Burke as my...
Oh, telephone.
Hello? This is Eddie Cantor.
Hello? This is Billy Burke.
Billy, where are you?
I'm campaigning for you at the dog show in Pasadena.
Oh, I see. Do you have any dogs entered in the show?
Oh, yes. Two English bulls. Poor things, they're so lonesome.
Why are your English bulls lonesome?
No English cows.
That's ridiculous. It would be silly to have English cows.
Oh, well, of course. Imagine a cow getting tea instead of milk.
Tell me something, Billy. Did you ever...
Oh, yes, lots of times.
But, Billy...
As a matter of fact, I once had one of those long, underslung dogs, a dachshund.
Oh, yeah, one of those long dogs.
Yes. He almost had me ostracized from Pasadena.
The dachshund, why?
Well, part of him was always dragging behind him Pomona.
Billy, do me a favor and go and see a psychiatrist.
Oh, I have been. I went to see one and he's done wonders for me.
He has?
Oh, yes, before I went to him, I was such a screwball. I remember telling him first that I was born in Seattle, Washington. And then, as I relaxed on the couch and began, well, concentrating, he told me to go back to the scenes of my childhood.
Well, what was his diagnosis?
I don't know. By the time I got back from Seattle, he was gone.
Billy, I find it very difficult to follow you.
Eddie, at your age, you really shouldn't try.
That's enough, Billy. I want to hear about my campaign. Why aren't the Pasadena voters backing me up for the presidency?
Well, they insist that their candidate have a college education.
Yes, and I haven't had one. Look, Billy, I'll do anything to get the Pasadena vote. It means so much to me. I'll enter UCLA, even if it's only for a month or a day. That way, Billy, you'll be able to tell those Pasadena women that Eddie Cantor went to college.
Well, suppose they find out what you're doing.
They won't. You know the old saying, half the people don't know what the other half are doing.
Oh, that's silly, because half of the time, whatever half of the people are doing, they're doing it to the other half of the people.
Goodbye, Billy.
Goodbye, you
funny boy. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye. Well, Harry, I've made up my mind. I'm going to college.
Oh.
Me at UCLA.
Yes.
What a kick I'll get out of mingling with those beautiful co-eds, huh?
Oh, Eddie, you're out of your mind.
Why?
Well, a fella like you can't get any kick out of co-eds. Look at yourself. Look at those gray hairs you're getting.
Harry, just by looking at the top of the stove, you can't tell what's cooking inside the oven. I'm going to college.
Well, wait, Eddie, you haven't even got a high school diploma.
But Ida has one.
What?
From the Fairmont School for Girls. I'll cross it out. I'll just erase her name and put mine on it. She changed her name to mine on the marriage license. I'll change her name to mine on the diploma.
See what I mean? I see. Yes.
I'll go and get the diploma, Harry. Then you drive me over to UCLA. I will
Good.
Be president.
Fine. Oh, Eddie, you know it'll be great to return to the old alma mater.
Oh, Harry, you went to UCLA?
Oh, yes, yes. But in those days, in honor of Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, we called it Brew CLA.
Brew CLA.
Oh, I'll never forget the day I enrolled. My father took me to the dean and said, here, put a head on this. You know, even in those days, Eddie, each college had a nickname. A USC student was a Trojan, a Michigan student was a Wolverine.
And you, as a UCLA student?
I was a Bruin.
A Bruin.
A Bruin, that fine Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Now, I suppose in order to drag in a mention of the 33 fine brews, you're going to claim you were in the class of 33?
Mr. C. What? Oh, you should know Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer is the class of any year.
Oh, yes.
Just as it's been for the past 104 years. At our sorority house, we used to have...
Harry, wait a minute. You belong to a sorority? That's where you find girls.
Me, he's telling.
Yes. You finally graduated from Brew CLA?
I did, yes. Then I went back east to one of the Blue Ribbon breweries to take a postgraduate course,
yes.
You know. I also got a diploma there, and I'll never forget the cap and gown ceremony at commencement.
Oh.
There we were on the stage, a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon and me, with cold cuts on the side.
Of course.
Well, the brewmaster made a little speech.
I know, Harry, what about the cap and the gown? The cap and
The gown they put on me and the cap they put on the bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, you see. Well, after this, the choir sang.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer. And now to the UCLA campus, where Tanner's gonna see if they're enrolling grandpas.
Attention, please, attention. Welcome to UCLA. You new students, step up and state your name and your age.
Harvey Jones, 17.
Robert Stanley, 18.
Eddie Cantor, 56.
This is a 4-year course. Do you think you can make it?
Well, of course I can. Here's my high school diploma, sir.
Mm-hmm. I see. Very well. Consider yourself enrolled.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And, Mr. Cantor, just a moment. We're indeed lucky to have you.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. One item on these high school records of yours convinces me that you are a very remarkable fellow.
Well, what does it say?
It says that during your senior year at Fairmont, you left school to have a baby.
Harry.
Yes, Eddie?
Here is the nearest boarding house to the campus.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm all set for my college career. I've got a ukulele, a briar pipe, a bottle of vitamin tablets, some adrenaline.
Yeah.
And, Harry, do me a favor. Go down to the store and get me some pin-up pictures while I go in here and try to get a room.
You want pin-up pictures?
Oh, yeah, sure, Harry.
Okay, I'll get you some pin-up pictures and a little more adrenaline.
Sure.
Good afternoon. I'm afraid I kept you waiting. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a freshman at UCLA.
Good heavens. I kept you waiting longer than I...
Tell me, lady, do you have a room?
Well, right now I happen to be well filled.
I can see that, but do you have a room?
Yes, if you don't mind sharing it with another college boy. It's room 4A, up on the fourth floor.
The fourth floor?
Yes. Do you think you can, make it?
Never mind. I'm going up to my room.
Oh, well, by the way.
Yes?
Just out of curiosity, would you mind telling me how you managed to get into UCLA?
Just like anybody else. They let me in on my record.
Record? Record? To me, you look more like a delayed transcription.
I better go up to my room. Well, here it is. Room 4A. I'll just burst in and bowl over my roommate with my collegiate personality. Rackety Rex! I'm the campus kid. Hold my head. I'm blowing my lid. Raw, raw, raw! 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 Raw, raw, raw!
Would you like to lie down for a while, mister?
Skip that mister stuff, chum. I'm your roomie. I just enrolled.
Well, pardon me for staring, mister, but you sure look a little old for your age.
But I didn't tell you my age.
I know, sir, but whatever it is, you sure look a little old for it.
I guess I've been cramming too much. My name is Edward Cantor, freshman.
I'm Rodney Drake. I'm a senior.
Oh, Drake, old man.
Yeah, kid?
I see we got bunk beds. Look, since you're the senior, suppose you sleep on the lower bunk and I'll climb up on the top one.
Do you think you can make it?
make it. Just because I'm a freshie, don't underestimate my strength. I'm a man of iron. Let me show you. Look at this muscle on my arm.
Gee, that's a dandy.
Sure. Now look at this muscle on my leg.
I don't see any muscle on your leg.
It's still on my arm. Give it a chance to make the trip. Give it a chance.
You think it can make it?
Yes, it can make it. Look, Rodney, now that we're roomies, suppose you tell me all about yourself.
Well, I spend most of my time studying. Would you like to see my marks?
Your marks? No, thanks.
Right now I'm writing a thesis on Professor Picard's balloon ascension, dealing with stratospheric phenomena.
Huh.
Might interest you to know that when Professor Picard's balloon went up today...
Yeah?
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, this is a nice room you got here.
Pardon me, Edward. Is this a man, or did Professor Picard's balloon come down?
This is Harry Von Zell. Harry, this is my roomie.
Oh, your homie?
Yeah, my roomie. This is Rodney Drake. Did you get me those pin-up pictures from the drugstore, Harry?
Oh, how do you like that? I forgot to bring them.
Oh, I wanted those pin-up.
Hey, if you fellas are interested in pin-up pictures, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have pin-up pictures, do you?
Well, naturally, Harry. He's a college boy. Sure, he's got them. Let's see some of them. Huh, Rodney? What do you see? You want to show them to my friend?
Well, I really shouldn't. But right here on top is my prize pin-up.
Yeah?
It was taken in Canada and smuggled over the border.
Really? What does it show?
Professor Picard going up in a balloon.
No.
Look, Rodney, have you got any pin-ups of women? Huh?
Women?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say so? Here, Edward, put this one under the light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what is it, Eddie?
Mrs. Picard waiting for her husband.
Look, Rodney, what have you got that's a little more revealing?
Revealing, you know.
Oh,
you can show us. We've been around with Jessel. Yeah, we know. I was on Aeroplane's yacht, was you?
Well, okay.
Revealing. Something, yes.
It's a picture of Einstein right after he got a haircut.
It isn't what we mean. Show us something in a bathing suit, you know, or better, yeah, tight.
Tight.
Oh, yeah. Tight, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I can explain it to him, you know what I mean?
Well, I didn't want to show you this. I can get in a lot of trouble.
It's all right, we won't see it. Here, cross my I will
well,
see.
Here, take one fast peek.
Yeah, well, let me see this.
Harry, who does it show in tights?
Joe Louis, heavyweight champion of the world.
We're men. What have you got in the line of cheesecake? You know, limbs?
Oh, limbs. Well, you finally dragged it out of me. Here, look at this picture. Those legs are insured.
Wow, what legs! This is more like it!
What is it?
Jose Iturbide's grand piano.
Oh!
This is the one I want to hang over my bunk bed.
Huh?
You know, I still wish we had two lowers.
Wait a minute, you have bunk beds here? I didn't notice that. Oh, boy.
Why so excited? Harry!
Eddie.
Why are you climbing that ladder?
I've always wanted to see how it feels to lie down in an upper bunk like this. Here I go.
Well, Rodney, you got your wish. We now have two lowers. And help me fix the upper bunk.
We can get the student next door to help us. He's brilliant. He was voted the man most likely to succeed.
Harry, the man most likely to succeed. I'd like to meet him. Come on in, Harry. Hello? Anybody home? Hello?
How do you do?
Russian?
Speak up, don't be shy.
Russian, you can't be the student I'm looking for. The man most likely to succeed is supposed to be brilliant.
My dear school chump, when I was only 8 years old, I already had the brain of a 20-year-old moron.
You're still a moron. If I gave you a problem in simple mathematics, I'd faint if you gave me the right answer.
Anyway, let me test him here. Russian, I want you to concentrate.
Mm.
Now, if Eddie Cantor gave you $2... then gave you $20,
mm-hmm.
then gave you $67,
mm-hmm.
how much would you have?
Give me the answer and I'll faint.
Give me the money and I'll drop dead.
Why should I give you any money?
Because I need it. I'm a poor college boy, living in a small room with my little pussycat.
Your pussycat?
And nothing to eat. Today all I had was a saucer of milk.
And what did your cat have?
Kittens.
Oh, living on just a saucer of milk?
Yes.
You'll have to do something to build yourself up.
I have. 1 year ago, when I stepped on a scale, the little card came out and said, 70 pounds.
Oh, well, what did you weigh the next time you stepped on the scale?
110. Every day for a whole year, I weighed myself on the scale, and finally this morning, the little card came out and said, 220 pounds.
That's remarkable. How come you weigh so much?
My pockets are full of those little cards.
Russian, look, why don't you give your brain to Harvard?
They got it already. Yeah, they got it.
How long can a man live without a brain?
I don't know. How old are you?
Who removed your brain?
Well, it's like this, Bunzo.
Yes.
I made a deal with a surgeon. He took out my brain, which was practically nothing.
Well, of course.
And I took out his appendix.
You removed his appendix?
Yes, and without giving him any anesthetic. All I used was a scalpel and a pair of earmuffs.
Why did you wear the earmuffs?
Who could listen to him holler?
Oh, let me out of here.
You know, friends, Hollywood isn't all glamour and nightlife and parties, as some of the more sensational movie magazines would have you believe. In fact, most of the top movie stars lead a very quiet, conservative home life. For instance, if you were to peek over the patio wall of Joan Fontaine's home some lazy Saturday afternoon, the chances are you'd find her lounging beside the swimming pool with her family and friends, enjoying the California sunshine and, I suppose you've guessed it, tall, foaming glasses of Pabst Blue Ribbon. You see, there's something about this internationally famous beverage of moderation that just naturally goes with good company, good taste, good living. You'll find Pabst Blue Ribbon is being served in the homes of a lot of distinguished movie people. Mr. and Mrs. Bob Hope, Mr. and Mrs. Gregory Peck, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Melchior, to name just a few. Perhaps it's that clean, sparkling, real beer flavor, or the dependable Blue Ribbon quality that comes from leadership in the art of brewing and the science of blending. But by tasting, by comparing, you'll understand why millions the world over have settled down to blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer. And now back to UCLA for freshman Eddie Cantor and Rose Tuesday.
Harry, I've been to classes.
Well, quiet, Eddie. Old freckle-faced Rodney is sleeping there. How were your classes?
Murder. I never went through such a thing.
What?
I copied from the fellow next to me, and what do you think happened? The professor only gave me 100% for answering all the questions correctly.
Well, what did you expect him to give you?
A washing machine, a refrigerator, some money. I'm sorry I went to all the trouble of putting my name on Ida's high school diploma to get it here. Questions, answers, blackboards.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't like those blackboards, Eddie. I remember all the trouble I had with them in school.
Yeah?
Gosh, one day the teacher told me to write, "I have been a bad boy" 100 times. I couldn't even get it written down once.
Why not?
Every time I wrote it on the blackboard, my stomach erased it.
You know what the teacher did? She spanked me.
Yeah, and I can see where she spanked you. After all these years, you'd think the swelling would have gone down. I guess I just wasn't cut out for schooling. Like Rodney here, always wants to show me his marks. But that's not for me.
Oh, must have dozed off. Hello, Edward, want to see my marks?
No, I don't want to see you. I'm quitting UCLA and getting out of here.
I'm afraid you're not.
The registrar.
You're staying here, Cantor. This room is quarantined.
Quarantine? Why?
Because Rodney's got the measles.
The measles?
Oh, no.
Sure, I asked you to look at my marks. They're all over my face.
The measles? Look at me. 56 years old. I got to go home and tell Ida.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't get into that bunk, Cantor. You'll be here for a long time.
Boy, you really outsmarted yourself this time, Eddie. With all your scheming, you'll wind up being quarantined for a week. Maybe a month, all alone with Rodney.
Not exactly alone, Mr. Bondell.
No.
You're here, too.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just climb into that lower bunk with Rodney.
Oh. It serves you right for laughing at me, Harry. At least I'm sleeping here in the upper bunk all alone.
Not exactly alone, Mr. Cantor.
Not alone?
No.
Who's sleeping with me?
How do you do?
No!
Now the Blue Ribboners join Eddie Cantor in a medley of Blue Ribbon song hits composed by Jimmy McHugh, who this month celebrates his 25th anniversary as a songwriter.
coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. But when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love.
Aye, have you ever danced in the tropics? In that hazy, lazy, like kind of crazy, like South American way.
I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue. Pray each night for someone exactly like you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny, sunny side of the stream.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, dream a while. You're sure to find happiness. And I guess all the things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to sleep well, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. But till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you,
never gave you anything but love.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, next week on this program, we're going to have an old alumnus, Dinah Shore. And after that, the following week, we're going to have that famous English actor, Michael Redgrave. And here is an interesting telegram which I just received. It says, "Dear Eddie, nothing would make me happier than to congratulate Ida and you in person on your 34th wedding anniversary, June the 8th. I'll be on your program that night. Love, your son, Al Jolson." Good night, everybody.
I love to spend Thursday with you.
Good night, everybody.
Friends, 6 years ago this week, Eddie Cantor was starred in the first program of a series known as Command Performance. I introduced Eddie, so our voices were the first to be heard on this great radio show, created and still presented for our servicemen overseas. And so, to Armed Forces Radio Service, who produce Command Performance, Eddie and I say happy birthday. This program is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois. Written this week by Joe Quillen, produced and directed by Vic Knight. Sent your way with the best wishes of the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.